Since 2019, Historic Athens has released a list of notable locations in Athens titled Places in Peril. The reason behind this list is to encourage ongoing grassroots preservation efforts in the local area. Recently, Historic Athens has revealed the Places in Peril list for 2021. Tommy Valentine, the Executive Director of Historic Athens, is here to talk with me about this year's list of Places in Peril. To start off, can you tell us a little bit about why you and Historic Athens felt the need to create the Places in Peril list, and why do you think this is a problem that needs more attention?
All of us who live in Athens love the history and culture that surround us, but that same history can go from safe to threatened almost overnight. So in the field of preservation, one of the toughest challenges is picking your battles. And at the same time as that's happening, a lot of preservation is really driven by grassroots activity. So what we saw as an opportunity 3 years ago with the Athens Place in Peril list was an opportunity to fine-tune and solidify our commitment to a proactive annual list of places that needed preserving. And the goal of the Athens Place in Peril list is to encourage and guide ongoing grassroots efforts to save historic places around Athens. So this is a way to open our ears to the community to say, please nominate whatever you think is most important and most threatened, and for us to listen and make an annual commitment to working on those projects.
You mentioned there's a nomination process. How does a location get on the list?
So each year we publicize through our channels that it is time to accept nominations, and it runs concurrently with our annual preservation awards. So as we're seeking nominations for preservation done well, we're also seeking nominations for preservation opportunities.
And what's your response to those who point to problems like affordable housing issues now and question whether we're more concerned with the past than the pressing needs of the present?
Fortunately, one doesn't have to choose between historic preservation, affordable housing. Preservation can overlap with increasing affordable housing stock. It's also worth noting that traditionally historic areas can be quite dense. They can offer opportunities for housing. So generally these two things can work hand in hand. When we're looking for preserving, we're trying to maintain a sense of community connection, maintain a sense of shared community heritage, and also a shared sense of culture across Athens, Georgia.
What are some effects and positive outcomes you've seen in the past couple years that have come from making the public aware of the Places in Peril?
We're thrilled to announce that of the 10 projects that were named over the last 2 years, over 50% of those projects are either already saved or on their way to being saved. The increased transparency and attention that has come with this listing often leads to increased community buy-in, positive steps for the property, and a general sense of momentum.
Tommy, for anyone listening right now that is interested in helping these places, what can they do?
We're a 53-year-old organization, and with that, sometimes people think that means that we are cemented and resource-rich. But at the end of the day, we, like most local nonprofits, are a small, nimble, grassroots organization. Saving a place only takes 2 or 3 new, motivated people. So, Alexia, if anyone's interested in helping us, they should visit historicathens.com. My contact information can be found there, or they can email tommy@historicathens.com.
Tommy, what's this year's list?
So this year's list consists of the following 5 nominees. Sarah Baker and the Friends of Legion Pool nominated Legion Pool on the University of Georgia campus. It's a really interesting project. Not many people know that the Legion Pool was actually a WPA project during the New Deal. It was created for the citizens of Athens. Then we have Melanie J. Ford and Ellen Walker nominated what many know as the Old Athens Public Library. It's also currently serving as the Athens Carr County Planning Department. It's at 120 West Dougherty Street. Then we also have Cars Hill. Cars Hill is the neighborhood that many know as being across the street from Mama's Boy, behind Oconee Street United Methodist. Ellen Walker also nominated one of our items this year, which is the Varsity. And then the 5th and most prominent, most important signature project on this year's Place in Peril list is the historic West Broad Street School campus. That is a 130-year-old African-American campus. It was the site of African-American education, a African-American public park, and that is leading our Places in Peril list this year.
Tommy Valentine is the Executive Director of Historic Athens.